Hello, thank you for contacting Arts for Housing Assistance to help determine the best program for your needs. I have a short assessment I'd like to complete with you. The answers will help us determine how we can provide support. Most questions require a yes or no, while other questions will require a one-word answer. The information collected will be submitted into the Homeless Management Information System, so you don't have to go to agencies all over town and get on a waiting list. You'll only have to fill out this paperwork the one time. Are you calling for assistance?
Yes.
All right, let's see about getting this started here. Get this page up. All right, ma'am, and would you spell your first name?
P-A-T-R-I-T-I-A.
All right, let me get that in there. All right, and would you also spell your last name?
P and Peter. E-T-T-W-A-Y.
Okay. And ma'am, what type of service are you requested? Is it prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
Housing and emergency shelter.
Which one?
You just only do one?
Yes, ma'am.
Housing.
All righty. And what's your phone number?
205-718-0057.
All righty. And would you like to give us an email?
Patricia Petway, 72@gmail.com.
All righty.
If there's an emergency shelter, let me know to be able to. So right now, I've been staying in the motel for the last 3 months.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. We'll get to that because I got questions about that as well. But we'll get to that and get you all fixed up here.
Yes, sir.
Get this application in. And, let's see here. All right, and can you provide us with your social security number?
422-08-0720.
Okay, and are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/20/1971.
All right. And what is your gender?
Female.
All right. And what is your primary race?
Black.
All right. And what is your ethnicity? Are you Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
No.
All right. And what is your zip code?
36109.
Okay. And what city is that, ma'am?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. That would be Montgomery County, too, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's your address?
312 Somerset Lane.
And that's a lane, you said, right? Somerset Lane? Okay.
Yes,
and that's Montgomery?
Yes, sir. Could you hold on 1 minute, sir?
Ma'am?
No, that'll be all right. You go ahead.
All right, and okay, and it says you're not living outdoors or sleeping in your car or anything right now, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. And okay, now what were you saying about where you're staying now? Is are you in a motel or?
Yes, sir.
A motel, okay. There we go. And how long were you in your previous house when you were in your house?
It was a mobile home that I owned. I was living there like maybe 3 years.
Okay. All right, and let's see. And now, have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
No, I just started to work on the 5th of October.
Okay. All right, and let's see here. Now, will you be the head of household?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many adults are going to be with you? You and how many others?
One adult and 2 children.
Okay, so you're the only adult?
No, my daughter, she's 23.
Oh, okay, so 2. And how many children?
2.
2? Okay.
16, 17.
Oh, okay. And if you're comfortable with answering, because we want to provide you as much help as possible, have you received a COVID vaccine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you got... Do you have a documented disability?
No, sir.
Okay. And ma'am, approximately, what is your monthly income?
I think 15.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Today is... the 19th, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, now, I do have the application completed, and what I'm going to do now is send that over to the assessment department so that they can get started on that for you, ma'am. I do know they won't be calling you back today. But they will, you know, be giving you a call back. And so your case has been submitted and you'll receive a follow-up call in the next few days. And if you have any questions after the assessment, please call, 334-273-0668 and, select option 2. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me write this number down.
Sir. Okay.
Three,
3-4. Uh-huh. 273.
273. 0668.
And then select option 2.
Okay,
2. Yes, ma'am.
They did a referral from Wilcox County.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent the referral up to, I guess, someone at 211. I'm guessing, so I don't know that I'll receive a call.
Yes, ma'am. I honestly don't know at this office. All we do is take the application. So any further information, you know, you would have to call that number and select option 2.
Okay. All right. Yep. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. You have a nice day, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye now.